Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michael. How may I be?
Yeah, I was calling to enroll for unemployment.
Your social security number?
426-518-340.
And your first name?
Wesley.
Your last name?
Peak, P-E-A-K.
What about your date of birth?
11/4/2000.
What about your... Alright, so do you consider yourself disabled?
Say it again, please.
Are you disabled?
Was in a bad car accident, haven't worked since May, and I didn't know that we didn't know that he could file for this, and we were told that he could.
Oh, no, my question was, are you disabled?
He is right now. Yes, he can't walk.
Right. So did you serve on active duty in the military?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What about your mother's maiden name?
Slawson, S-L-A-W-S-O-N.
Do you have a driver license?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Can I get your license number and the state?
Hold on, I have to get it. 947-7605. You were messing up on your social security number. I just want to make sure.
And the states?
Alabama.
All right. So would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check-ins or savings?
Second.
Can I get your routing number?
Is your routing number in here somewhere? Okay. 262-0836. 7502.
And your account number?
430-112-36215.
All right. What about your mailing address?
791 4th Street Northeast, Gordo, 35466.
Can you repeat the city name one more time?
The city, Gordo, G-O-R-D-O.
All right. What about your phone number?
205-393-8607.
What about your email address?
What is it, Clay Peak 2000?
Yeah.
Clay Peak, C-L-A-Y-P-E-A-K, 2000, at Hotmail.
Well, you said Clay like a C or a K?
C-L-A-Y.
All right. All right, so did you file for unemployment at the state within the last 12 months?
Has he filed?
Mm-hmm. For unemployment at the state.
No.
Have you worked at the state within the last 18 months?
In the last how many?
18 months.
He has worked out of state, but he's never filed anywhere, never.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
You work for the government? No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that?
That stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so what about the last day that you worked?
Last day he worked was May 20th.
Are you able to work?
Is he able to work?
Mm-hmm.
No, he can't walk. Trust me, don't nobody worry about nothing but me. Nobody does. It doesn't seem like that's the way you act. Look at you.
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
Hold on one moment, please. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, so do you work for yourself or own a business?
Another business.
Are you working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
You said, is he?
Mm-hmm.
No, he can't right now.
Are you available for all shift?
For what?
All shift. Are you available for all shift?
What's that?
Like all shift. Are you available for?
He cannot work. He had an accident. He had a brain trauma. He cannot walk. He can't do any of that right now.
All right. Have you applied or are you receiving a pension?
No, we're not getting anything.
Have you applied or are you receiving workers' compensation?
No, he didn't get hurt at work.
And how many miles can you travel to a job?
He can't right now. He's not under a doctor's care.
And what about the lowest hourly wage you can accept?
I'm sorry?
The lowest hourly wage you can accept. What is the lowest hourly wage that you can accept?
For what he does, $30 an hour. But he can't work, so it doesn't matter.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, he's not union.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
I can just tell that woman he you aren't. He is union. I'm sorry. He's union.
All right, so what about the hall number or the name?
The what?
The number and the name for the union hall.
I don't know. I will have to get it. Is there anything in your wallet? Union number and name. Hold on. But he asked if he in the union. I'm sorry. I don't guess. I don't know. No, he's not, I guess.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No. We can't go until we're released from the doctor.
What about the company name that you worked for last?
What was it?
The company name.
PMI? PMI. That's it? You said you didn't remember. I want to make sure. Okay.
Light, Lucy.
Do you need to know what that stands for?
Yes.
The first. Palacios Marine Industrial, which is P-A-L-A.
You said Marine?
Yes. The P stands for P-A-L-A-C-I-O-S.
Let me see. All right, can I get the company's address?
Hold on one moment. It is 201 North Ritchie Street, Pasadena, Texas. That's not it. Hold on, that's not. I'm sorry, it's 2392. State Highway 35 North. Port Lavaca, Lavaca. Texas,
All right, so can I get the company's phone number? What about the date you started working for them?
What date did you start working with them? He doesn't remember.
Does he remember the year?
It was this year.
Yeah, it was. So what year was it one more time?
I'm sorry.
The year that he started working.
2022.
And the month?
Hold on. I think it was April. Oh, wait.
All right. So, what about the last day working?
May 20th.
You said, when was the last day working one more time?
Say that again.
The last day that they worked.
May 20th.
And the city and the states that they worked in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Did you receive a vacation pay?
A location?
Vacation pay.
What's that?
Vacation pay. Vacation pay. Did you receive a sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay. Holiday pay, holiday pay, holiday pay.
Don't talk to me like that, please. I'm sorry, I can't understand you. No, I don't reckon to see it.
And the reason why you stopped working would be because of the accident that you had?
Yes.
All right. Do you want 10% of your weekly check to go to the income tax?
What about income tax?
Do you want 10% to go to the income tax?
Are you asking, does he want taxes cut out of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Alright, so can you get something to write with?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, so your PIN number will be 4,000.
4,000?
All right, yes. All right, so it takes 2 to 3 weeks for this claim to be processed. You have to do a weekly certification every week. If you would like to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you would like to file through the phone number will be 800-752-7389. Your weekly.
769?
No, 752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not Saturday. Make your first certification by next week. And if you have any question about your claim, please call this number. 1-800-361-4524. So do you have any question?
The number you just gave me, that's for...
If you have any question about your claim, whenever.
Oh, yeah, I didn't understand, like, you said I have to do something or he has to do something weekly. I know
yes.
You said it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process. What do I need to do?
What you need to do weekly is called like a weekly certification. So the number and the web address that I gave you, you can
mm-hmm.
either go on there and do it, and you need your PIN number to do it. And you need to do it starting next week.
What, next week?
Mm-hmm, this coming week. Yes, ma'am.
Do it between what days?
You can pick any day from Sunday to Friday.
So I need to call again next week, Sunday through Friday.
Yes. The number that I gave you, the first number.
Yes. Uh-huh. But what is that doing? When I call, that number, what do I tell them I'm needing to do?
They already know what you want to do because the number is specified for that purpose alone. So you're going to ask for the PIN number and the social security number, and you can go from there on.
Okay. And what was the time frame on Sunday through Friday?
You can do it any time, but they will be closed at 5 p.m.
Okay. Okay, is that it?
That will be everything. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day, ma'am.
You too.